David Hockney, one of Britain's most celebrated artists, made his name by painting scenes from his life in Southern California, where he's lived for the last 30 years. He returned last year to London. He stayed for a year, by far the longest time he's been away from America since 1978. It turned out to be one of his most productive and inventive periods. He sketched all the time, completed two exhibitions, and made large landscapes. He also revisited a subject that 30 years ago had inspired some of his most famous images, the double portrait. This time, Hockney was to radically reinvent the form in watercolour, calling these paintings portraits for the 21st century. They throw an unexpected light on David Hockney in his 65th year.
I mean, any couple is interesting.
The couples came to his studio for a day and sat in two office chairs. Most were intimate or old friends. Some were family, a few he knew hardly at all. As Hockney observed them and put their personal relationships under his intense scrutiny, they observed him. By exploring these intimate encounters from both sides, a revealing and private portrait of David Hockney emerges that gets behind the familiar face of an artist we think we know.
Amazing how he screws his eyes up. I mean, his eyes are like this and he looks incredibly hard.
Like swords.
Hockney didn't want any of these portrait sessions to be filmed, believing this would disturb the delicate chemistry of the day. He's now wary of film crews and protects the privacy of his studio, but was excited by the new double portraits and wanted to talk about them.
You gotta paint them, actually. That's what you do. You paint them by hand. By hand.
Hockney had not expected to stay in London for more than a few months, but now he'd found a new medium to explore. A renewed passion for painting, and was embarking on a major body of work. Over the space of a few months, he was to produce over 40 large double portraits. Among the first to be painted was art historian Marco Livingston, who's known Hockney for 25 years and has written extensively about his art and life.